Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by DOBA Product Sourcing Simplified. Take a break. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
And for some reason, if you can't call in, you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. That's the player you're listening to us on right now. And we'll do everything in our power to get to those by the end of the show. Diana Lewis sent us an email, Griff. She's from Loomis, California. You know her, Grammy Lou 7.
Yes.
She said, I just recently realized I could get eBay-branded mailing envelopes with my eBay store quarterly coupon.
That's right.
I have ordered twice now and love these envelopes, especially the 9x12 padded ones. And the best part is that they are free with my store subscription. Anyone who has an eBay store should take advantage of the coupon and free stuff. So we're happy.
Let me show you how to get there.
Would you please?
Go to your store, because you may not have Seller Hub, so I'm going to go away that
get click
everyone.
Click on your store.
And then on the, if you're signed in as yourself, you'll see a link in the right-hand corner that says Manage My Store. When you get to Manage My Store, on the left-hand side, under Store Management, and then under Store Design, there's something called Subscriber Discounts. Subscriber Discounts. You click that. And on that page, you'll see eBay shipping supplies as one of the discount offers. There's others, by the way, if you're interested. But click on See Details, and then it will generate your code. And you'll see the code. You can copy and paste it, and then you can use it for purchasing shipping supplies. Read all of the terms and conditions. You should always read them before you, you know, do anything. They're not so much terms and restrictions, but they are conditions as, I mean, they advise you to, you know, you have to use the code one time and it's only available for 3 months. So if you don't use it, you lose it.
And I used my first one just recently and now we have another one July 1st because it's a different quarter.
Yeah, this one just started. So I have mine here and I'm going to go and, I'm going to go buy some shipping supplies.
Okay. May we go with you?
Well, no. I do this in private.
Oh, okay. I'd like to know what you're buying.
Well, I'm buying some shipping supplies.
Yes, but what are you buying? Exactly?
Well, I think I'm going to buy some more envelopes,
okay.
And I have enough tape.
What kind of envelopes do you buy?
I'm going to get the 9x11 for shirts.
Padded, right?
No, not padded.
Oh, you don't use padded for your shirts.
Why would you use padded? Is it the shirt's going to break?
Okay.
Are they going to get scratched?
I guess not.
Right. And I'm going to
buy. So you just regular old envelopes.
Yeah, regular
old. Stick it in. Ship it.
Ship it.
Got it.
Be done with it.
Okay.
And
you gonna order any of that tape? People love that tape.
I bought a lot of tape.
They have tape again now.
Yeah, I may get. Well, we'll see. I don't know how much I've got. Yeah, I may order some tape. I need some small boxes. Not the big ones. The small ones, 8x8x8 or the. Is there in a smaller one? Let's see. There's a. I thought there was a smaller 8x6x4. Or 6x4x4. That's perfect for like cologne. I'm going to sell a bunch of cologne, so I've got to get boxes.
Oh, we always love to watch while you sell cologne.
You do?
Yeah.
My smellies.
Yeah. I just like it. So what are you going to sell?
Oh, I have one bottle that I have the identical bottle, and it sold a couple months ago on eBay for $5,000. Daddy needs a pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if I'll get $5,000 for it, but it would go a long way for...
Are you going to auction or buy it now?
I don't know because, if I auction, it probably won't go for $5,000. The $5,000 bottle was a buy it now with no best offer. They just paid it. So
$5,000 outright.
And that doesn't mean that someone's going to pay $5,000. So I'd probably put it up with best offer. And just
so you'll say $5,000 and then do
no,
best
I won't
offer.
Say five.
No,
I'll say cheaper.
Why?
Well, because I like to be a little under. I love being under the market.
But if the last one sold for $5,000,
yeah,
and you're going to do a buy it now, why would a person do three?
Because I paid $100 for it. I don't really care.
But see, then you're going to make the next one worth only three.
I don't care. You mean the next? Yeah, big deal. You mean I have a moral obligation to make key prices up?
Well, if no, not moral, business. It's business.
It's business how?
Okay. The last one sold for $5,000.
Yeah, some sell.
How many are up there right now?
I don't think any.
Can't believe I'm giving Griff schooling. Okay, so this will go down in history. So, okay, there's none up there now.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let
so
me look.
The last one sold for $5,000. If there were 10 of them up there now and they were all going for five and they were all trying to sell them for $5,000 and you put yours for $4,500, then I could see it.
Yeah.
But if there are no others up there and
there's
the last
no others
one sold
of mine,
for $5,000,
no. Yeah.
Then you should put buy it now $5,000, make offer.
Make offer? Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see.
Do you agree with me? Give me a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
The 5,000 one is now scrolled off. It was a while ago, I guess.
But it was an actual sale.
It was a sale,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
I believe. But, yeah, so I've got cologne to sell. And I found, I think I'm winding down this particular passion. I'll always have a passion for smells, but who needs 3,000 bottles of cologne?
No one.
Especially when there's 62. How do I get through all this in my lifetime without smelling nasty? So, I think it's time to liquidate. It's always time to move on. You know,
well,
I remember,
let us know when you put them up there because
oh,
we
will.
Do like to watch the perfume go.
Well, of course you do.
It's fun.
This is, and for those of you who are wondering what it is, it's by Shiseido. It's from 1983. It was only in release for a short period of time. It was the first perfume designed by a man named Serge Lutens, who was working with Shiseido. It's a perfume called Nombre Noir, which means black number. And it was highly spoken of in a few publications, and because it's no longer made and was only made for about a year, it's hotly sought after. It's a woman's perfume. It's kind of nice.
Mm.
I like it.
Hmm.
Manly, yes, but I like it too. Anyway, it's one of my smellies.
Know.
Yeah.
I love that. And again, I think I'm right here. I think you should do $5,000.
I'll do what you say.
Best offer.
Because you're a woman. I always listen to women.
No. Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women usually get things right. Men, on the other hand, not so much.
I don't know. We could talk about that for hours, I suppose.
The world would be a better place if you guys ran it for a while.
And if you don't want us to, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. What about anchor-level store subscribers utilizing their promoted listings credit? I got an email about that this morning.
Yeah, you get $25 credit. Yeah. What's the email?
I'm going to try to find it right now. So how is that different, anchor-level store subscribers? How is their $25 different?
Well, their anchor stores are the only ones who get this special promotion. So, or this deal, this discount. So if you're an anchor store, part of that is you get a $25 credit to use, on promoted listing campaigns. Promoted listings are the ones where it's pay per purchase, not pay for click or view. So any store owner can set up a promoted listings campaign with certain types of listings currently restricted to some categories. It's only available for multi-quantity items right now, not single quantity fixed price. And, you can choose an amount, for your campaign, and the item will appear in promoted listing spots, which are usually, at the top or bottom of the first 25 listings in a search or category. So it's what we call, quote, above the fold. It gives you heightened exposure. And you only pay the rate that you have determined if the item sells. So the seller's in total control. So you can say, I only want to pay 3% of the price if it sells. And because I can afford that, I can't afford any more for this item. And then you get 3%. That 3% gives you the exposure at a rate. whenever you time someone searches on it. And if they find it and they buy it, if they find it and then they buy it within 30 days, then that you only pay the rate if somebody purchases. So that's all the risk is in the back end, not on the front end.
I like it.
And with the Anchor Store, you get a $25 credit against any of your campaigns, which is a great deal.
So her question was, it was Ruth.
Right.
And her question was, Lee, can you tell me how you go about getting the $25 for Anchor Store for promoted listings? Thank you and have a wonderful day. And I thought I sent her the right information.
Yeah.
Because I sent her what it said about Anchor level store subscribers to utilize your promoted listings credit.
Right.
Simply start using the promoted listings program.
That's right.
And your $25 promoted listings credit will be applied and reflected on your invoice within 30 days.
Right. It's automatic. Once you're an Anchor Store, you don't have to sign up or activate or do anything. It'll just be there. And it's not like with the shipping supplies, you have to actively go and purchase something and enter a code. That's not true for the promoted listings
credit.
It's automatically applied to all the campaigns within that quarter.
And it has nothing to do with shipping supplies.
Nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Got it.
Value
it's
add.
It's just a $25 credit against your fees.
For promoted listings.
Right.
Right.
The other one is where you go to my eBay, select my store, subscriber discounts, etc.
That's for the shipping supplies.
Exactly. It's confusing. But I got it.
You got it, though. This segment was brought to you by DOBA. Call us now, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us for eBay assistance. This is your eBay helpline for an hour or two. 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. Hey, I want to do a product endorsement.
Oh, do it. Oh, I love these. Call the attorneys. Everybody get ready. Payola, yeah. Plugola. What is
here
it? Which one is it?
So we had a little barbecue. Actually, it wasn't a little barbecue. On the 4th of July on Monday, in honor of Howie, and you know how social he is. And it was a great event because all of our friends pitched in and everyone did a little help, which made it really easy. And the food was delicious. And everything was, it was a wonderful day. But I wanted music. He likes to have music out in the back, and I've had these crappy wireless speakers, and they just don't even really work. Well, I happened to be searching for some stuff at a local store. I found, and they're on eBay, by the way, this, I bought something called a JBL Pulse Wireless Bluetooth Speaker. And it is amazing. Great volume, great sound quality, and, right now, they're all, you know, you can find them on eBay for like $80 free shipping.
I see one here, free shipping $59.99.
So I was blown
away. So it says JBL Pulse Bluetooth Streaming Portable Speaker.
It has pretty lights.
And so it's battery powered?
It's got an internal battery that you can charge with a USB cord.
Right.
And it's Bluetooth, so it connects to your device. And it really, it was a big hit. I think people were so impressed with it. I think a few people actually went online and bought some.
Is this the one that does the light show?
Yeah, it does a cool little light show. So, you know, I don't usually recommend products necessarily, but I was really amazed by this.
Interesting, all the prices, since we were just talking about pricing.
And look at the variations.
For your perfume.
Yeah, see the variations?
Yeah,
in the pricing?
Free shipping, $114.99.
Yep.
$89.98, $79, $99.99.
$155.87. I mean, the prices are, there's what, the same speaker right here, free shipping, $160. So it's all over the place. But, you know, there are some good sellers. Let's see what the seller here says. $109 from a seller here in the U.S. Only one left.
There's 6,953 feedback.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was really, I didn't know about this particular, and I thought, you know, I'm really impressed with this. I'm going to mention something on the air. I get no kickback, no money. I don't,
so
this is not a product endorsement.
What was your source device?
Either my Samsung phone or Howie's phone, and then someone else at the party said, hey, can I play my playlist? And I said, sure. And he paired
How
with it.
How fun.
Yes, it's great.
I like it. So tell us about the food.
Oh, the food was delicious.
Did everybody cook and bring stuff?
Well, mostly everyone brought stuff. And then I brought, like, I basically had a whole cow ground up, and because we like a lot of burgers. And then a friend made the most delicious hamburgers. And someone made this incredible corn salad, Noel. And somebody else, George, made these delicious little stuffed tomatoes that were like being in Italy. They were that good. It was really good. Someone made a lovely banana pudding.
What did they stuff them with?
Like breadcrumbs and basil and garlic and Parmesan cheese. And it was a real hit. And it was fun to have everyone in a backyard, and we were all sitting around eating.
Did Howie cry?
I don't think so.
Because all his friends were there.
No, I don't think so. We had to drag him out from around the house.
He's so sweet.
Yeah.
Precious.
Sorry.
I know. Well, this does look like a good thing. It looks like something I might want.
Yeah. I just thought I'd bring it up because, you know, I get this platform, and I thought, you can buy this on eBay. It's a good deal.
And I was just kidding. There is no Plugola. There is no Payola.
I know you were.
Yeah. Griffin, I would never do that.
No, we wouldn't.
You have to be careful.
I would never do a paid endorsement, ever. I'm going to stand by that for the rest of my life.
Well, someone just asked me, by the way, to do a paid endorsement.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it was, and you'll laugh. Anybody who knows me knows this would be a laugh. They wanted me to personally, in the middle of a jazz show, to, you know, talk like this, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of having commercials, because they don't believe in commercials,
yeah,
I would say something like this. I'm sitting here sipping my Mondavi wine.
Oh, jeez.
Made by the Grifola wineries in upstate California. in the wine cup. You know what I mean? They wanted me. Yeah. First of all, I don't drink. I'm a teetotaler. And I said, I can't do that. I can't personally endorse wine. It's very hard to do personal endorsements. And you know, now they have all these laws that they never used to have long, long time ago in radio. They have laws now. If you're a known entity in any given market.
Yeah.
And you do an endorsement.
Yeah.
You can be held responsible if something is wrong with that product. It used to be way, way, way back at the beginning of radio, way back, that you did a personal endorsement. You were not liable. You were just the voiceover talent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a known entity such as yourself, Griff, for instance, if you were to come on and you were to endorse something for money, you better be paid for it, and it better be put in the station log as a commercial because you're a known entity.
Yes.
And what you say people listen to.
Yeah.
Or as just a voice that you don't know. See, I don't like the new laws because, I mean, it keeps a talk show, I mean, a voiceover talent a little worried about whatever you would be the voice of.
Yeah.
But mainly it's for people who are pretty well known.
Right. Well, I'm not going to do that, so we're fine.
No, you're not. And I would never ask you to. Tell you something I would ask you to do, though. You can listen to eBay Radio on the fly with free mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. To download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, go to the Apple App Store and search for keywords eBay Radio. Droid users, go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. You can listen to us as you're on the go, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Griff, so what's your next deal here now? Any sellers group meetups that you're going to?
No, there's there will be one in August here at the campus for this Bay Area meetup group, but I won't be here for that because I'll be on sabbatical. Somebody else will be handling the logistics. We're looking at September, nothing coming up. I mean, we're supposed to have one, but we're having a bit of a scheduling issue, or finding a location. But yeah, so nothing, except for Las Vegas, nothing big coming up.
Well, that's good. Then you can concentrate. And what have they got you doing in Las Vegas besides the radio show?
I'm in that area, you know, the community village area.
Right.
Full time. That's where I'll have a booth there.
Yay!
Oh yeah, I'm not leaving that area.
So you're going to have a booth besides our eBay booth. You're going to be a two booth person.
Yeah, I'll have the.
You're going to be bi-boothal.
Bi-boothal. Yes, I'm going to be bi-boothal, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm going to do a booth that has. It's all about photography because that's my favorite thing. So.
Oh good. Yes, but you and I have to be at our booth at least once for people to come by.
Yeah.
In our radio booth.
Yeah. I'll be right by.
Good. Good. We'll let you know, and they'll announce it, and then people will come over.
That is true.
Okay.
I have to tell you, you know my whole thing about lowered expectations, right?
Yes.
You know how I say, oh, God, I just don't believe I'm going to have a good time. And then I always do. But I'm looking forward to this Las Vegas thing this year. I missed the event last September, which apparently was, like, amazing. Wouldn't you know it, because I wasn't there.
And tell them why you weren't there.
Because I had scheduled a very expensive vacation months before. And
nothing you could do about it.
I couldn't really get
out
of it.
Lots of friends showing up for that
vacation. PO-ing off a lot of friends, right.
Exactly.
Anyway. But this year, there's no vacation, so we should be fine.
Well, this is wonderful.
Yeah, and these are going to be it's going to be a regular thing, you know, that we're going to have these, I don't know, I want to say annual every July, but the executive staff we have now, they're really hot and hungry for doing this on a regular basis. So that's a good thing.
Good. That's exciting.
Someday I'll write a book and I'll talk about why we stopped doing events.
Well, to me, it was taking up Griff, those big events that had 10,000 to 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Those eBay Lives.
Right.
Employees worked all year on that.
Yeah.
So for that one event.
It was hard. It was a hard
eBay
one.
Had to have all those employees working on the event.
Yeah. And I think that's the key, is that those events kind of spiraled. You know, they started off as a in 2002 with Meg actually saying, you know, we should do something for sellers. We should have an event. And it kind of pulled, the events team pulled together something very quick, because that was in January. And then the event happened in June, and that was the one at the Anaheim Convention Center. And that was such a big hit that we decided to repeat it. And every year we did it for the next, 7 years, and they got bigger and bigger and bigger, they were fun, but by the end it was taking up so much time and resources. So
this one's a little smaller.
This one is smaller, and I like that, because it's more intimate-er.
Yeah, well, the eBay Lives, although they were fun.
Yeah, they were.
Griff is right. It's like any big convention that you go to.
Well, I always, you know, it's like Burning Man. Burning Man started out as a group of people on the beach at Ocean Park in San Francisco, right?
Right.
Like, 20-something years ago in the 80s or so. And then it grew into this huge, huge deal, which is a completely different feel, and it's kind of gone crazy. And that's what happens. It's a natural progression of a popular event, especially if it's periodic, like annually, is that it tends to grow and grow to a point where it really isn't what it started out to be. So I'm glad that we're doing them again. I'm kind of glad they're not those huge, 15,000 event. Those are really...
This one is... You're going to be able to see all your old friends. Let's put it that way.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Endicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.